Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedIn.com/recommend today.
It's going to take about 4 hours.
No, it'll be 24 hours.
It's not going to be 24
hours is what it's going to take you to get that 60 miles. So he's going to be riding all of Long Island. Basically, the entire route that I take from my home into work, Boomer will be doing about 60 miles. Exactly 60 miles.
Maybe I should just tomorrow. Do that.
Yeah, just do that.
You home.
Yeah, just follow me home today, and then you will get your
we
60
could do
miles
it in.
In
the shoulder, and you can keep your hazards on.
Yeah, sure.
And you could be like behind me.
That'd be perfect. Absolutely perfect.
You think that would piss off people?
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Who was this jerk on the LIE riding a bike, having a tail? That's insane. All right, so I know you're a guy who likes to keep these things, you know, a little bit quiet, and you don't like a lot of fanfare.
Quiet? How can I keep any of it quiet?
You know, you don't like a lot of fanfare. But
I'm
we
like
decided,
Eddie. You know, it's good, it's great, it's nice to celebrate it. But by the way, it's Bill Belichick's birthday today. Mine is tomorrow.
I understand, but we're not going to see you tomorrow, so it has to be today, okay?
All right, okay.
So we were talking with a couple of friends of yours.
Yes.
And we wanted to get you a very special cake. For today.
Nice. Better be Fudgy the Whale.
I know that Fudgy the Whale is the thing, but this guy, he doesn't do Fudgy the Whale cakes.
He doesn't, okay.
He does other types of cakes.
Oh, really?
So here it is.
Oh, my God.
Now, Al and Jerry are bringing it in.
All right.
It takes two people because Al couldn't carry it himself.
Al,
so
you want to put it right here?
Yeah, clean off right your desk there.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, there's...
Very
there
good. Okay.
Okay.
And I want you to open it up and tell me what
so
you think.
So is this what you were saying that came out better than what you thought it was going to
so,
come
yes,
out?
So, yes, this is the thing that this is the thing that came out better than I ever could have imagined. So
right.
I had some conversations with this guy. We flushed out some ideas.
Are we talking about Cake Boss?
No.
No.
Once you open it, I'll go through the whole story.
All right.
But it is not Cake Boss.
And I appreciate you going to the extent that you have to make this a very special day. So thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Boomer. Now let me know what you think.
Boomer's not moving. I don't know if he has been
all
knocked
right,
unconscious,
right.
But he is not moving at all.
Oh, Boomer dead. Is he dead? Oh, my God. He killed Boomer.
So the cake is, for the radio listeners, as Boomer's showing everybody on TV, is him getting laid out by Bruce Smith. So it's got happy birthday and then Boomer and then a giant picture of Boomer getting laid out and sacked by Bruce Smith. And it is just, I thought it was going to be a much smaller picture. They were able to blow it up and make it like HD. It is absolutely tremendous. And by the way,
yes.
The great Joe Guerrera of Cinderella
nice.
Had
okay.
this done. He was the one, he goes, listen, for a cake, Gio, you got to call me. Call me later. He just calls me to tell him to call him later.
Yes.
Hey, Gio, it's Joe. Call me later. Okay, fine. So I call him. He goes, this is what we need to do for a cake.
This is... Katerina.
Yes, it is Katerina over there who is the master baker over at
this is going to be
Cinderella.
An awesome cake. This is going to be a great cake. And I appreciate you guys making fun of me getting a concussion.
Yeah.
That's really nice. You hurt my feelings. You're canceled.
So Joe goes, I want to break his balls.
Of course he does.
He goes, I don't know what you want to do. Maybe you want to do two cakes. You want to do a ball breaking cake and then maybe a nice cake. We could do two cakes. And then you give him the ball-breaking cake, and then, you know. So then I go to Eddie, and I say, you know, what is a good ball-breaking cake? We got to come up with a ball-breaking cake. And then Eddie, of course, goes right to the Super Bowl. That's what he wants to
okay.
do.
Okay.
So this one was my idea, because you had just tweeted out that picture. Remember you had tweeted
yes,
that
yes,
out?
Yes, I did, yes.
So it was fresh in my mind. I'm like, that's what we got to use. on the cake. So I bring that idea and I bring Eddie's Super Bowl Montana celebrating the Super Bowl idea.
Yeah.
And Joe himself, who is master ball breaker, actually said to the Joe Montana one, he goes, "That's a little too deep for me." That's a little too personal.
Okay.
He goes, "Let's just have him get knocked out. That'll be the one. The one, the Super Bowl thing, that's a little too personal. He might get upset."
I in a weird way, I kind of do appreciate it and get it. So, I'll be accepting of it, and I'll say thank you for putting so much thought and care into it. How's that?
Yeah, it was funny because it was Joe's idea to do the ball breaking cake, but then the things, even this, when I presented it to him, he came back to me with, like, other pictures of you celebrate, you know, throwing touchdowns and stuff. He's like, "I don't know, maybe I kind of feel bad. Maybe we have to do it this way now." And I said, No.
No.
No, this is it. We got to do the ball breaking cake.
All right, Al, what are you going to do? You're going to take it back out there and cut it up for everybody? This thing weighs like 50 pounds.
Yeah, I'm going to need Jerry to get at the break to bring it back out.
All right, it weighs 50 pounds,
man. Yeah, it's very
heavy.
Yeah, so it's going to be a wonderful cake.
You can't leave it around.
No, I know. That's the thing. I don't know
maybe
what to do.
Maybe Carton and Roberts will want some later.
Well, Carton will.
Hey, it's FSU Friday, so they can have at it.
Yeah, that's true. They could do that and just totally destroy the cake at this place.
I heard Craig was making fun of me yesterday, saying my ass is getting big because I'm getting 60 years old. My ass isn't any bigger than it was when he was here, but he's bigger. You know, the last time I saw him, when he first came out of prison, he actually lost a lot of weight because he was eating all that mackerel.
Yeah, but didn't come out like any more in shape. Like you.
No, you had thought that, you know, maybe he would be like working in the weight yards or something like that. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, I wonder. I think about that. Like if I had gone away for any amount of time, would I be inspired to lift weights at that point because I have nothing else to do?
Like Jersey Shore guy, the situation when he came out, he was jacked.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I thought Craig would be jacked too, but he wasn't jacked.
No, not jacked.
And he's falling right back into like the just eating everything known to mankind.
Well, that I can't blame him for.
Yeah, I mean, neither could I. I would be the same way.
Mackerel in packets for a year. You come out, you got this smorgasbord of food everywhere. Let's go. Come on.
I heard he was busting my balls yesterday over all that, but I don't know what, you know.
No, your ass is not big.
No,
you're still wearing skinny jeans and still looking good at all that stuff.
Solid, baby.
Yeah, I mean, all the bike riding that you're doing and the Peloton and the Total Gym, your ass is not getting bigger.
Sauna blanket.
I mean, did your ass get flatter when you get older, though? Right? That happens. That happens to Al. Al's is like a...
I think Al was
never
born,
had an ass.
Yeah, he was born with a flat ass.
You never had any sort of ass going on, Al?
No, it's always been very flat.
Yeah.
Like just a leg.
It's like a leg right into his hip. No ass in between.
Yeah. That's just picturing that.
Yeah, his hamstring just connects to his pelvis. That's it. No glute.
No glute whatsoever.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so there you go. So this is going to be delicious.
Yes, it will be.
And I believe there's also another delivery coming at some point with some good stuff. So
really?
I hope so,
even
yes.
Even more.
Yeah, I do think so.
I mean, guys, I have to ride the bike tomorrow.
I can't
be, like, pounding calories and slamming cake and everything.
Well, the reason why I tell you this is because I know for me the eater that I am, I have to have like something salty before something sweet or it screws up my whole palate. So I didn't want you to dig into the cake and then like something else show up.
Did it ever occur to you guys that I played in Cincinnati for like 10 years and then maybe you would have done a black and orange cake as opposed to a green and white cake?
Well, come on. First of all, the Jets, it's the Jets. We talk about them all the time. Two, it matched the picture of you and Bruce Smith in a Jet uniform. I understand. We did think about that, but then it would have been too nice. You know,
When I look at that picture, I think I'm out at that moment.
Really?
I think my eyes are closed.
Well, I'm sure you were bracing for impact.
I didn't even know it happened.
It wasn't your head slamming the turf, maybe because that maybe didn't happen. It was him
the
hitting
the crown of
your...
his helmet hit me right in the chin.
Yeah, that was it. Good night.
That's the thing that knocked you out.
Yeah, and as I understand it, after talking to Bruce all these years later, you know, the left tackle that we had, Everett McGarver, was chirping him the whole game up to that point.
Hey, why do you do that?
Because you've never played the game before, and you're probably having some minor success against one of the greatest of all time. And we're also helping you by putting a tight end over there. So it's a little bit constricted for Bruce to get, you know, off on an easy shot. But
I got you.
And he was off. He was offside a little bit because Everett McIver flinched, and they threw the flag, but they you couldn't hear the whistle, and they didn't stop the play. And then there was a new rule after that.
Yeah.
It's called unabated to the quarterback.
Oh, that was because of you.
That's the boomer rule.
That's the boomer rule.
Yeah.
Unabated to the quarterback. Knocked you right out. Well, yeah. I'm sorry to bring back these memories.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Nice.
60th birthday.
Really nice.
Bringing
back things that I don't remember.
Yeah, I know, which is freaky.
Right. Do you remember, like, what, a play before that or
no,
nothing?
I don't remember anything from there.
Nothing at the game at all. Going to the game, nothing.
Oh, the thing that I remember most, I guess, from that day was going home and laying on a couch. That's what I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing that stuff that happened prior to that you have no memory of. Like the showing up at the stadium or whatever. Nothing.
And then sitting behind me on the bus. Not the usual bus for you.
Yeah, you're not a memorable guy, though, so that
yeah,
doesn't surprise me.
Truth.
So you don't, did you remember Eddie at all from your playing career when you came
yeah,
back here?
Yeah, of course I did, yeah.
Okay, all right, just making sure. Yeah, because I was going to say that'd be pretty bad. If you didn't remember, you were there for a couple of years together, weren't you?
I think it was the two years. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then.
I remember Joel Hollander hired me to do afternoons. I guess he and Mark Chernoff both.
Sure.
You know, Joel was running the station and Mark was the PD. They hired me to do Mike and Chris at 5 o'clock on Fridays.
Right.
In 1993. So that's when I really became aware of what WFAN was. I knew what it was living in Cincinnati, and I would come on with those guys as a guest every now and again. But I didn't understand the whole mechanism of WFAN until I got here as the quarterback of the Jets.
And who knew at that moment that you'd be here, full-time morning drive talk show host for 14 years? Who knew that was the start? And that was the catalyst.
You were in your 40s when you started here. That's crazy.
You were in your 30s, weren't you? That's even crazier.
Yes, it is.
Wow. And I was, when you guys started, 14. I was 24 years old.
Yeah. Well, I think what I think about is my kids were in high school, right? Yeah, I think they were just starting high school. And Craig's kids, Sonny and Lucky would come in here running all over the place.
Even like Anthony called in yesterday. He sounded
AI did?
Older, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's what happens. Yeah. The years go by.
Next thing you know, we'll all be at Sabrina's wedding. and you'll be wondering how to pay for it.
Yep, that's right.
Because you still haven't built a garage yet.
You know what? That's exactly how it's going to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Can't build a garage. You got to pay for a wedding.
That's exactly how it's going to go. Okay. Boomer and Geo on the Fan.
There's a good
CBS.
Night to Columbus and Sable, right?
I'm sure there is. Yeah. I'm sure that's where it's going to end up going. Well, maybe at that point, you know, things will be so progressive that the father of the bride won't pay for the wedding. That's
right.
What I
no, no wedding. No,
you know,
no
this,
wedding costs
really, this construct that has gone on for many years, I believe, needs to be broken down by then. I mean, it's going to be, what, at least 20 years from now. So who the hell knows? You know, really. Weddings will be free, I think.
Weddings, everything will be
yeah.
free.
Under
if we keep going the way we're going.
Under President Ocasio-Cortez, weddings will be free 20 years from now. All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
That white cream in there.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Only she
it.
Can make that cream.
I don't know what it is, but that cake weighed 50 pounds.
I know. It was that, but only two people had to carry it.
It's also delicious.
And we sent Allie down by herself.
No,
she almost collapsed
Did
in the elevator.
Did she bring it up by herself?
Yeah.
No, she had to stop and come back and get somebody because tried, though. She said if there's video of the elevator, she said she was kicking it up on her one leg, holding her leg up on the thing.
I didn't know it was going to be that big. I had no idea.
I didn't realize either, but I'll tell you, remember when we went over to the Citarella warehouses and their kitchen and everything else? I remember when she took us through that whole area where she makes all the cakes for Citarella?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So my favorite cake is the Devil Food chocolate cake, you know, and that's what she has in there. Mm-hmm. So she remembered.
She did.
Or
that's
somebody
right.
remembered. I don't know if she did, but.
Yeah, I thought maybe Joe did, too. He could have. Well, somebody did over there.
That cake is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
Jerry looks at the picture he hadn't seen, and he goes, oh, that's awful.
Well, what would you expect, though? What would you expect, Jer? Come on. Seriously.
You're right. That's fine. But you did almost die on the field.
Yes, you're right.
But he didn't. So it's just an illustration.
It was just my initial reaction. I didn't realize that was the photo you guys chose for the cake.
Yeah, but the cake is delicious, according to everybody. I'm going to have my salty before my sweet. That's the fat guy move.
So I sent Joe a picture of the cake, and I said, thanks.
Yeah.
And he goes, good morning. Sorry, I can't hear you guys talking about it. I'm out of the country. Coming home on Monday. By the way, the picture was Gio's idea.
Yeah, right. It was.
I told you that. All right.
So it was his idea to do a ball-breaking cake because I want to break his balls. But I said, and then this is the picture I came up with. Eddie wanted Montana celebrating. I wanted Bruce Smith.
Yes.
And then Joe got a little, nervous about it. Like, the ball-breaking, I don't know.
And by the way,
come on, let's go with it.
Joe G's birthday is on Sunday.
Oh, is it?
Joe D's birthday, I believe, was the 7th.
Okay, a lot of Joes.
And then Gunner's was obviously the 6th.
Now, what is Joe G down in Honduras at the tilapia farm right now?
He may be out there visiting some of his suppliers, sure.
Or is he? Oh, he's probably in Casa de Campo.
Could be in Casa de Campo, yes.
He is. That guy's the man. Okay, Jerry, what do you got in sports?
Well, we've got the Yankees and Rays starting tonight. Now, I heard Al just referenced this a couple of minutes ago, that Anthony Carton did call into the Carton and Roberts show yesterday. And the timing was certainly interesting as they were going over different things that Anthony enjoys as a 10-year-old when someone decided to call in.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
That's a good choice.
There you go.
Which one?
Because there's, there's a bunch of them.
He likes all of them.
All right, fine.
All right, listen, Anthony, I got to say goodbye because the manager of the Yankees is on the line. We got to talk to him. Sorry about that.
What a moment.
Yeah,
How are you, Aaron?
You bumped a 10-year-old. Good job.
Wow. That makes me feel bad.
So here you go. Interesting timing on the Carton.
You got to wonder what Aaron Boone's thinking about when he calls in, because when he used to do it with Mike, he knew what you were going to get.
Sure. I'm sure he enjoys this more because he can have some fun, too. You know, like, I don't think Mike ever had any fun with him. Now, I know it's still tough, and those guys are going to ask tough questions, but at least they have a couple of laughs. You know, right. Mike wasn't having any laughs, you know? Just welcome him in. Line up to three holes. You ever think about moving Hicks from the left side? Then you just give him statements, and then Aaron Boone would try to answer, and then Mike would talk over him. So it probably wasn't an enjoyable experience for him. So this is probably a hell of a lot more fun.
First question from Craig yesterday was, you're 5-7, unacceptable. Here was Boone.
Certainly, we would like to have a better record at this point. So there's, you know, anytime, you know, we have high expectations, we show up to the yard every day.
Yeah, hoping to win, but they have not been.
Now that Craig's the big Yankee fan that he is, right?
Oh, huge.
Huge Yankee fan. Big Yankee fan.
Here's Aaron Judge. He says he knows time to get going.
We take a lot of pride in, you know, our craft and what we do and, you know, showing up ready to play and, you know, showing up ready to win.
But they've only won 5 of 12 so far. Not sure who's going to start for the Yankees. I did hear John and Susan talking about the possibility of Michael King. We'll see. Michael Wacha goes Tampa. Coverage on Sports Radio 66 WFAN AM. The Mets and Phillies postponed Thursday. So tonight you've got New York in Colorado, snowy Colorado, at least it was when the Mets landed last night. And the forecast is for 36 degrees at first pitch. Jacob DeGrom taking on Chichi Gonzalez. The Dodgers beat the Rockies on Thursday, 7-5. Justin Turner, a 3-run homer. And then there's Bowergate, if you will. A report, and we've discussed this not at length, but we did bring this up the other day. A report indicates that Bauer was under investigation by Major League Baseball for baseballs used during his start against the A's. John Heyman came on with Moose and Maggie yesterday wondering who the culprit is and how this whole thing started.
It's interesting that Bauer was fingered by somebody.
He was, huh. And so we're trying to figure out exactly.
Do you mean like accused or...
Finger the circle.
Do you mean... John, you said fingered. Do you... I mean... never mind.
Right?
Right.
Here he was with Moose and Maggie. Might have some issues.
Give Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic credit. He did a great job there getting that story that Bauer's balls were pulled in particular. They were looking at his.
They pulled his balls.
John, so you're telling me that he was fingered and he got his balls pulled? Or
what? His balls were cold.
Oh, cold. Oh, okay. Well... Anyway,
the balls were cold.
I think he said pulled,
balls were pulled
because this is all about spin rate.
Yeah, I think his balls were pulled.
So pulled from that game. That's what he's referencing.
Yes.
And how is he creating more spin rate?
I see.
That's the question, I guess,
because I thought, don't they put the balls in Colorado in the humidor so that the balls aren't frozen cold?
No,
they put the balls in the humidor so they don't fly as far. In the dry air and the altitude.
Well, play that cut again.
He said
pulled.
Give Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic credit. He did a great job there getting that story that Bauer's balls were pulled in particular. They were
They're pulled.
Okay.
Yeah, pulling his balls.
Balls.
Interesting. So you can hear that entire interview, and it was fascinating, at WFAN.com.
John's got he's I don't know. His voice always sounds.
So I was talking to Pete Hoffman yesterday about that.
Who?
And I love when Heyman goes on with them. He's actually really good, but he has had some laryngitis issues, apparently.
Man. Oh, that sucks.
So, and he comes on the Zoom, so it's usually crystal clear, sounds great, but he has struggled with his voice of late.
Well, that's too bad. Hopefully he gets better, because that's no fun at all.
No fun at all. You're right. The Red Sox lost yesterday, notable because they had a 9-game winning streak come to an end. They lost to the Twins 4-3. Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 11-6. The Braves came from behind, beat the Marlins 7-6. And Manny Machado homered. Padres over the Pirates 8-3. They could get Fernando Tatis Jr. back as soon as tonight.
So there was some video that somebody sent me on Instagram. It was all of Manny Machado's stuff that he did, you know, whether it's like chucking the bat at somebody or, you know, all those issues that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And the only highlight that wasn't a Manny Machado highlight in this highlight reel that was created was us talking about it and you going, I mean, you got this psychopath down there in Baltimore.
It's true.
And it was unbelievable.
But is it not true?
I know it was true, but that's the clip that they used to illustrate like his career at that point.
It's crazy. He was a crazy man.
Yeah, I know. It was just funny because I'm like, why is someone sending me? Because I'd seen it a couple times. Like, why am I getting this Manny Machado video? And in the middle, you're just like, a psycho down in Baltimore is hucking bats at people's heads. I was like, oh, okay, that's why.
You guys in it. That's why.
Yep.
Tonight on the Fan, Nets and Hornets. The Hornets 27-27. The Nets 37-18 after
the
loss.
The Hornets are dropping.
The Hornets are dropping.
It's about time, man. After the LaMelo Ball injury, I was waiting for this. So it's finally going on.
So who's playing for the Nets tonight?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
Did they spin a wheel in the locker room before the game? Just like...
I'll tell you this. I'll be surprised if that wheel doesn't end up on Irving and Durant tonight.
They have to. Durant's got to play tonight.
I think they both play. But we'll see. Don't know. Meantime, the Knicks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks. The Knicks are 29-27. And you also have with the Nets, I forgot to mention, LaMarcus Aldridge abruptly announced his retirement because of a heart irregulation. So because of that, his career comes to an end after almost 15 years. Hell of a career for LaMarcus Aldridge. He retires at averaging 19 points, 8 rebounds per game. Meantime, one team that you needed to lose or want to lose are the Bucks, and I rather the Hawks, and they did to Milwaukee.
No good for Lou Williams. Middleton rebounds. Running is Holiday. Scores with the left hand. Cherry picking on the shot. 109-90. 7:45 to go in the game. The Bucks have the big lead.
Yeah, well, they wound up winning by 11, 120-109. Holiday finished with 23. And so Atlanta does slip another game, and that is certainly good for you guys as well. Also, the Celtics, not great for you. They did beat the Lakers 121-113.
This Boston thing's getting in our way. You know that, don't you?
What?
This Boston thing is getting in our way, playing both on the ice and on the hardwood.
Between them and the Bruins, that's right. And there's one other – I want to play this. I know it's more video-wise. Did you see this viral video from the camera in the driveway?
Of
whose driveway?
The Bobcat.
I've not seen it. I thought you had maybe the video from Gio's driveway yesterday morning.
I blew out the tire.
That I don't have. Although if you have the camera hooked up, you could get that for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the audio. So basically it looks like a nice normal morning. A man is going out to his car with his coffee. Nice jogger passes by. He says hello to the jogger. And then a bobcat approaches, which goes after his wife. And I am only playing it because it's gone viral and I think everybody's okay. And this is
you
how it
think
sounded.
Everybody's okay?
Maybe I shouldn't play it then.
I mean, do we know everybody's okay?
I mean, they put it out there because it was their video.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so like Long Island right now. When you said bobcat, I thought it was one of those machines that they clear land with.
No, this was a bobcat, the animal.
Yeah, like an actual bobcat. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And Eddie, just listen to this closely for me. I think I got the F-bomb out. I don't think there's another one. Just listening.
We're going to listen live? Okay.
Might have died and there might be an F word in here, but let's go with it.
I listened to it 3 times. I think we're good, but just another set of ears is never a bad thing.
All right.
Jeez.
I need to wash my car.
You know what's amazing about the video, though?
What?
He picks the bobcat up and throws it across the lawn.
Really?
Well, that's what you got to do.
Because it was going after his wife.
Jerry,
that's a man right there.
What would you do?
Me?
Yes.
I would like to hope the same thing.
He would take his wife and throw her across the road.
Throw someone across the lawn.
I don't think it'd be going after the bobcat like that. I got to find the video.
If you just go to Twitter and go to...
I put it on the Boomer and Geo page.
Okay.
It is... It's crazy, and it's weird because he's like, hey, good morning, to the jogger. He puts his coffee, I got to wash my car, and then all of a sudden,
that is like just a normal neighborhood, too.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know where it is, I'm not sure, but it's got over, I think it's got 2 million views already.
No, almost 5 million now.
5 million.
Oh, I saw it, yeah.
Oh, so the bobcat is attacking her in between the cars.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I came out of nowhere.
Oh, and he goes and grabs it and just and then it goes back at her.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, it didn't finish the job.
Right.
Jeez. Wow, that is insane.
Isn't it?
Went under the car, went back after her.
I didn't think it was. I thought it was actually a little bigger than that.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a feral cat from where I'm looking from, but the guy grabs it.
Oh, he does.
That thing bit him.
And I always think, too, like,
we get rabies shots in the stomach.
We go in the driveway at, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Anytime I open the garage, I'm always like, oh, is there anything out there? Because you never know. Pretty wild.
I mean, that is a crazy video. He's holding the bobcat up like the Lion King, you know, and then he chucks it. It's incredible.
Pretty wild. Last night in the Garden, easy win for the Rangers.
New York Rangers, a save by Blackwood. Savanichet with a pass in front. Shabbat Truman, he scores! 47 seconds into the game.
And it was over. Sam Rosen on MSG, 4-0. New York beat New Jersey. Ryan Lindgren also scored in the first period. Couple of goals for your guy, Artemi Panarin. He also had an assist in this game. And Igor Shesterkin, 16 saves. Another shutout win for him. But as he points out, let's all relax. It was 16 shots, not that hard.
Yeah, indeed. There was not much work in this one. Guys did a great job.
Yeah, but he did what he had to do. He stopped them all. The Rangers 6-1-2 in their last 9 games. They got no help from the Islanders last night, who lost in Boston to the Bruins 4-1. Same two teams later tonight in Boston. Brad Marchand did score a couple of goals for the Bruins. Taylor Hall, his first with Boston. And the Seattle Seahawks signing Alden Smith to a 1-year deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Please donate if you can on teamboomer.org. $60. For Boomer's 60th birthday and the 60 miles that he's going to ride tomorrow after being challenged by CF patient and just unbelievable athlete Michael Caruso Davis. Said, hey, I'm doing a half Ironman. You can do 60 miles for your 60th birthday, can't you?
It's putting all sorts of pressure on me, man.
Yeah, so in the process of all of this, trying to raise some money for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. So $60, teamboomer.org. I did mine this morning. I know Al did his. And I know Dan and Carteret did his $60, so we appreciate all of that. It's real easy, teamboomer.org, and the donate is right there on the front page. Okay, so there is some high school football playoffs going on.
Believe it or not, yeah. On Long Island, yep.
And the man who covers all of that stuff is joining us this morning, so why not give him a little run here, because this is his time to shine.
You mean the guy that I struck out in high school, I think, like 4 or 5 times.
Yes, that's Greg Sarah.
Oh, yeah, Greg Sarah, yeah.
So also known as Greg from Long Island today. Yes. What's up, Greg? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Boomer.
Thank you, Greggy. How are you doing, all right?
Hey, man, let me tell you, I'm doing great. How about yourself? I see you're going to do a 60-mile ride, huh?
Yep. I'm going to do the best I can and try to, you know, once again, come through.
I can't believe we're 60 years old. Where did the time go?
I don't know, but I do remember those strikeouts that I had against you. Anyway, did you call in to tell us about Bellport and East Islip in the football playoffs?
I did. I did. I did not call to talk about my 7-2 victory over you in high school baseball. We'll talk about that another time. But, hey, listen, you dominated in football. You dominated in baseball. Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Boomer game. What's happening with that this year? You have my $60. I will definitely donate.
I appreciate
that. We're going to skip it. Yep.
Yeah, the high school all-star the high school all-star game's not happening this year. Just not happening. There's just no way to be able to pull it off, especially with the city not even playing football.
Yeah, it's really wild. I mean, what do you think of the first high school football season in the spring of all, you know, of all time?
Yeah, I know it's crazy. I know East Islip's 5-0, and I know they got to play West Hampton on Friday night. I think Belport's
4-1,
and they're playing Hills East. I believe
playing Hills East, yeah.
Right? So you know, it's interesting. Yeah. I'm just glad they're playing, and then the kids got a chance to play. That's the most important thing. It's unfortunate that they didn't play in the fall. But now that we're here, I think it's. I talked to Sal Ciampi, and you know, he was telling me that it hasn't been the easiest of years because you need testing and you got to, you know, other teams have different protocols than you may have. And it's crazy. But the fact that they've actually gotten to the playoffs is nothing short of a miracle.
Right. And Greg, let's settle this right now. Better coach, Joe Sipp or Sal Ciampi?
Oh, that's a killer. That's a killer. Let's just say they're both legends. Love Sal. Sal is one of my favorite people on God's earth. Boomer was very lucky to have a coach that cared about his players like that. And Joe Sipp is no different. In fact, Gio, Joe Sipp sent me that tremendous video of you pumping up the Belport football team yesterday before the playoffs. I loved it.
Oh, wow. So that's making the rounds now.
What did you do?
Well, they asked me to give a little bit of a pep talk to the men as they get ready for their game against Hills East.
They do realize that, like, you really didn't play when you were in high school, right?
I say that every time.
Yes.
That's what I say. I make sure that they know that it's not really about me.
You say every time. How many times have you done this?
Well, I went in person before COVID and did a Friday night meeting. Actually, no, it was Saturday morning before the game at homecoming.
You did?
Yeah,
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I did, and I gave a big speech there. But it was so funny because they saved me for last, and I followed Antonio O'Farrell, who actually started at Kentucky at quarterback, who was like the Hansen Award winner back in the 90s. And I'm like, how am I following this? Because this is like the best player in Belport football history, played quarterback in the SEC. And here I am after that. I got in two games my junior year. And after that, I rode the bench. But no, I gave him a little pep talk. So I'm glad you saw that, Greg. And I did mention, I said, listen, Boomer and I both have had football careers. You know, he went on after high school and to win an MVP and play in a Super Bowl. But I said there's one thing I have on him in our football careers. I got to play at Belport and he did. That's what I said. So I'm sure that got him all fired up. That's what I said. So I had to throw that.
So who are the favorites in these games?
So Belport has its hands full with Half Hollow Hills East. They have Lasan Hibbert.
Yeah,
the Hansen Award candidate and an outstanding all-around athlete. And Belport, in its own right, has a Hansen Award candidate. Boom, they have this kid, Kashawn Parrish, who is an unbelievable athlete. He takes games over. He's going to be a nice player at the next level. That's a toss-up, that game. The other game with East Islip and West Hampton. West Hampton has had 3 Hansen Award winners in a row the last 3 years. And they have a great program run by Brian Schomlaufel. They're very talented. I don't think they can handle the run, Leo Lopez and the quarterback, Steven Stasi, at East Islip. I think East Islip can win that football game.
Yeah.
But both of them are tonight, and they're both great football games.
Hey, what do you think about the new field and stadium at East Islip, by the way?
You know, that should have been done years ago. I know that you offered to build that about a decade ago, and the district said, no, we're going to stay with grass.
Yeah, well,
finally done.
Yeah, but now it's beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. They've done an amazing job, Superintendent John Dolan with Sal. It's one of the nicest facilities on Long Island.
It is. John's done a great job, and that's what you need. You need to have a superintendent that really cares and has some pride in his community, and certainly John has shown that. So, Greg, listen, enjoy the football this weekend. Thanks for the birthday wish. Thanks for the $60 donation, and look forward to going down memory lane and all the strikeouts that I had against you.
You're the best, baby. Gio, take care, bud.
All right, see you, Greg. Thanks, man. Appreciate everything. And just a quick shout-out since we're on it. There was a Belport alumni drafted into the WNBA last night. Arela Garantes, who went to Rutgers, was drafted by the LA Sparks. So congratulations.
Nice, good to her, yeah.
Professional athletes over the place.
Yes.
How about that? All right, we go from all those good stories to this man, which is a stark contrast. Lots of success we have just talked about and people achieving their dreams. And now we go to the direct opposite of that, and Dan and Carteret. What's going on, Dan? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nice intro. Thanks.
What do you got for us, tough guy?
Nothing much. Just calling to tell Boomer I hope he has a nice 60th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Boomer.
I appreciate that, Dan. How come you didn't get any crabs yesterday?
I actually do have 60 crabs to send you. I just need your address. But I want to wish you luck on the bike ride tomorrow. I know you're going to crush it. You want to know why?
Why?
You're not a NARP.
That's exactly right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. And just one question I got for you is that tomorrow after you do your bike ride and you crush it, you get settled in, maybe before your birthday dinner, maybe after your birthday dinner, is it going to be a scotch night or a bourbon night?
I think it's going to be a tequila night. Sorry. You know,
tequila.
Yes, yeah, loving tequila, Dan, and I appreciate it. And the reason I say that is because, you know, it's a feel-good Friday. I'm not going to be able to do my margaritas today because,
yeah,
you know, I want to be ready for tomorrow. So it'll be a little bit of a tequila Friday, Saturday for me.
No, I know you're worried about all the food that was showing up and the cake and eating all that stuff today before the bike ride. But isn't that what you're supposed to do the night before, is a carb load?
Yeah, but did you see that cake?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
If I ate two pieces of that cake, I'd be laid out for the next 2 weeks.
I understand that feeling. Okay, so do you have all the proper equipment with you to change a tire and all of those things?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure.
Yes.
You need any of that? Need any help with that?
No, I'm all good.
You need somebody to follow you around in a golf cart or something?
I told you, you know, if you wanted me to follow you, or actually you follow me home, but it'd take us 4 hours to get there.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to make sure, because you could hit something. If you could blow out a tire.
I know.
And then all of a sudden the dream is over.
It's happened. It happened to me last year in Sag Harbor.
Yeah, I know. Joe Guerrero had to come and pick you up.
Right.
Yes, he did. Yeah, so all right. Just making sure you're prepared, man. I'm excited for this. Are you going to – is it's just going to be you, though? No one else is going to be around?
Nobody else.
All right. And we failed at getting a camera crew from CBS Sunday Morning to – show up and
film
that.
But there's no reason to film that.
But it is, though. It is some B-roll on how great of a story it is. That's what it would be.
Yeah, well, it's a great story for us, yes, for sure.
Okay, Boomer and Gio. On the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.